Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Victory Christian Fellowship, and we're going to celebrate Christmas. Merry Christmas. It's so good to have each and every one of you here join us tonight, and for the next hour, we're just going to have a great time in the presence of God. Let's pray. Father, we give you thanks and praise for giving us your Son, Jesus. Lord, he was the Word made flesh. It's him we want to honor and bless tonight, and we want to praise your name. We want to lift you up, and we want to magnify you, for you are truly the reason for this season. And we give you thanks and praise so much, Father. We bless your Son, Jesus, and we honor and glorify him. In Jesus' name, amen. And let's just have a great Christmas celebration.
Amen. If you'd like to stand with us. Are we joyful in the house today? Come on, you're going to have to put your hands together and be all, yeah.
Hearts on full like flowers before thee.
another one, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. This is only one time of the year we get to sing these songs. Come on, let's put everything into it. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Intercessor in heaven. We all know the way that Jesus came to earth to save us all from sin. His mother and father sacrificed a lot to help God with his eternal plot. Although his birth had been years foretold, it did not seem to dawn on the men of old that the baby Jesus had been born that day. So shepherds heard the angel say, "I bring good news of great joy," that gave the shepherds hope for this new baby boy. It didn't take long for him to be found, to be given gifts from wise men renowned. He lived and learned just as God planned. All of it was so he could be God's Savior for man. God's word did not fail. With each year, his word walked on earth and prevailed. Over all the plans God's enemy could conceive, Jesus overcame on behalf of Adam and Eve. He fulfilled every plan that God had laid out for him. He did not lack completion of any one of them. Today, he victoriously sits in heaven at the Father's right hand to make intercession for you and for me, so that we could get to see the God who sent Jesus for you and me.
Join us as we sing another song together. You could sit or you could stand, whatever is more comfortable for you.
And a night went to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Do you see the sigh, little lamb? Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I sky, shepherd boy? Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
A song, high above the tree with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know?
Do you know what I know?
In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know?
Do you know what I know?
Child, a child shivers in the cold, let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say.
Listen to what I say.
Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say.
Listen to what I say.
The child. Sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light.
In case you're wondering what that was, that's called a Teenage Christmas Song.
Thank you. Christmas. Oh, how I want to sing of joy and peace and the Savior that set us free. Join and sing Gloria, all for my King, with three wise men of joy and peace, and the Savior that set us free. Let us remember when Christmas is here, He is the reason we sing throughout the year. On the day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing that we've been forgiven, Gloria. And on the seventh day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing, but it's a day of rest. On the eighth day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing. On the ninth and the tenth day, I'm still gonna sing. Wow.
Isn't Christmas awesome? And it's not Christmas if Christ is not the center of it. This is all about Him. In the Gospel of John, in the first chapter, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were created through Him, and apart from Him, not one thing was created that has been created. Life was in Him, and that life was the light of men. That light shines in the darkness, yet the darkness did not overcome it. There were many people in the Christmas story that were affected by the Word of God. The first thing is, Mary received and conceived the Word. The Bible tells us that an angel appeared to Mary, whose name was Gabriel, and he gave her a message. He said, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Now listen, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary asked the angel, "How can this be, since I have not been intimate with a man?" The angel replied to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. And consider your relative, Elizabeth. Even she is conceived in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called childless. For nothing is impossible with God." And then Mary said, "I am the Lord's slave. May it be done to me according to your word." She received the word, and the word was conceived in her. Then a second person, her name was Elizabeth, Mary's cousin. She rejoiced at the word she heard. When Mary went into Elizabeth's house, and Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped inside her, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she exclaimed with a loud cry, You are the most blessed of women, and your child will be blessed. How could this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For you see, when the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby leaped for joy inside of me. She who has believed is blessed, because what was spoken to her by the Lord will be fulfilled. So Elizabeth rejoiced at the word that she heard. Mary received and conceived it. Elizabeth rejoiced over it. It made her happy. A third person that had an encounter with the word was Joseph. He had a special assignment. He was to protect the word. Whenever, in Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 and 15, after they were gone, the angel of the Lord suddenly appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Get up, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there till I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and escaped to Egypt. He stayed there until Herod's death, so that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophets might be fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I called my son." So Joseph, his job was to protect the word, to protect Mary's son, to protect the Son of God. Because there were people who weren't so happy that he was born. Then there were, you know, Joseph received another warning in a dream. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared to him in a dream in Egypt, saying, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, because those who sought the child's life are dead." So he got up and took the child and his mother and entered the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there, and being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the region of Galilee. Then he went and settled in a town called Nazareth to fulfill what was spoken through the prophets, that he will be called a Nazarene. Can you see how everyone's life is connected to the Word of God? Then there was a fourth group of people who had a word encounter. They were the shepherds. Now the shepherds spread the word. They were the first evangelists, so to speak. The Bible tells us that in the same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch at night over their flock. Then the angel of the Lord stood round about them. The glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Everyone can participate in the joy that God's word comes to bring. "Today a Savior, who is Messiah the Lord, was born for you in the city of David. This will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped snugly in a cloth and lying in a feeding trough." Suddenly there was a multitude of a heavenly host with angels praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to people he favors." When the angels had left and then returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see what has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They hurried off and found both Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a feeding trough. After seeing them, they reported the message they were told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary was treasuring all these things in her heart and meditating on them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God, for they had seen and heard just as they had been told. So the shepherds, they spread the word. They told people that a Savior was born and that joy had come to this earth. There was another group of people that had a word encounter. They were the wise men. And you know what they did? They worshiped the word. They, after hearing a king, that they went on their way, and there it was, the star they had seen in the east. It led them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed beyond measure. Entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and falling to their knees, they worshiped him. And they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to go to Herod, they returned to their own country by another route. And there was finally one more person that had a word encounter in our Christmas story. His name was Simeon. And Simeon, he beheld the word. There was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. The man was righteous and devout, looking forward to Israel's consolation. And the Holy Spirit was on him. it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he saw the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, he entered the temple complex where the parents brought the child Jesus to perform for him that was customary under the law. Simeon took him up in his arms, praised God, and said, "Now, Master, you can dismiss your slave in peace. You promised, for my eyes have seen your salvation. You have prepared in the presence of all people a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory to your people Israel." His father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Now, my question to you tonight is this: what will you do with God's word tonight? Will you accept and receive God's word in your heart? Will you rejoice when you hear God's word? Will you protect the word by keeping it in your heart? Will you spread the word and tell others what God has done for you? Will you worship the word in spirit and in truth? Will you behold the word and wait for God's word to come to pass in your life? Will you live by God's word until you leave this earth? So the question I'll leave you with tonight is, what will you do with the word? I'd like to pray for you. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise that your word was made flesh, born to us, a son of God named Jesus. And I pray, Father, that we would hunger and thirst for your righteousness. Lord, we would call upon your name, and in calling upon your name, we shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon his name shall be saved. And I would, Lord, I give you thanks and praise for this gift that you've given us. You've given us salvation, a way to reconnect with our Father, to have our sins forgiven, and to know you and to know where we're going when we leave this earth. And I pray, Father, for every person here tonight. I pray that your hand of blessing and protection be upon each one of us. And we make a fresh and new commitment to the word of God. And we will be carriers of your word. We will be followers of your word. And that we will be doers of your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God's word is powerful. Amen. Well, we're almost at the end of our night together. But there's a couple songs you can't not sing at Christmas time, right? We're going to sing O Holy Night at this time. And then I just want to make sure everyone's got a candle, because then right after that, we're going to sing Silent Night. And then we're going to light our candles together.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared.
Isn't God awesome? Yes. Amen. At this time, make sure you're right. You're standing next to the right person, because we're going to sing together Silent Night. We're going to light some candles together. Amen. Thank you, worship team. Thank you, everyone that participated, because we didn't practice together. In case you didn't know. You only sing these songs one time a year. They did pretty good, didn't they? Amen. But we're going to light our candles, and then we're going to come up your way and light your candles with you, and let's just sing together. Amen. I don't think we want the kids to light their candles, do we? If you want to just light down.
Avery, it's in my bag.
All right, let's sing it together. It's just a reflection of God's light in us, amen? And we are to take it wherever we go and to share the love of Jesus. And I'm just so thankful for Jesus. I don't know about the year you've had, but it's good that we have Jesus, amen?
Amen.
Through everything that we have going on in life, through ups and downs and transitions and new things, and anything that happens, I often think, thank God I have Jesus, because without him we would be so hopeless, amen? So should we pray before we leave? We're just thankful and grateful for all of you and for everyone in our life, and we're thankful for Jesus today.
Yeah, we want you to have a great, great Christmas, enjoying your time with your family and friends, and be a light. And If you don't have any place to go on Sunday morning at 10, we'd love to have you here right here at VCF.
Amen. Father, we just thank you for tonight. And
thank you, Lord.
Lord,
Jesus.
We thank you for Jesus.
Thank
and we
you,
thank
Lord.
You for the guiding and the leading of your Holy Spirit in our life this year. And Lord, we come together not just as a tradition or as a ritual, Father, but we've chosen tonight to come together to say thank you, Jesus, for choosing to come to earth over 2,000 years ago as a baby, where you were left to be taken care of by someone else, and you made yourself into a baby, and we took care of you and Mary and Joseph, and they raised you. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that you could become our Savior. And you could fulfill your purpose here on this earth so that we could be saved. And we're so grateful. And Father, we're thankful for all of your answered prayers this year to us. And we're thankful, Father, that you are the ones that hold our future. And so we pray into our future, into 2015. And Father, we put our faith to it. We put our faith into 2015 that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And you are the one that guides, leads, and directs our path. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that 2015 will be your year of explosion for all of our lives. Explosive growth. Explosive health. If you want it, you just receive it. Father, we thank you for explosive health and explosive growth. We thank you, Father, for insight, for wisdom and understanding. Thank you, Lord, that the things that have been left undone that seem to be so frustrating, Lord, that they will come to fruition. We just speak life into the future and life into everything that you have ordained for us. Father, we receive it collectively as a group. Everyone here tonight, Father, we receive and accept everything that you wrote for us before the foundations of the world, and it is sealed and written in heaven. And Father, we receive it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise
Say
God.
Merry Christmas.
Say Merry Christmas.
Say Merry Christmas.
Well, God bless you on your way out. You can certainly drop these off after you blow them out, of course. Or you can take them with you, whatever you'd like. But we're so blessed to have you with us tonight. And we sure hope that you enjoyed a little bit of Christmas with us here at Victory. God bless you.